Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again this week. Let's praise the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. Now, Father, I ask you to reveal your word, the truth of your word, to people as it goes out, so they may understand you better and know how to walk holy before you, so they give no place to the enemy. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the word. As we talk about curses this week, I ask you to reveal the curses and the blessings to people, and especially since we're going to talk mostly about the curses, ask you to reveal what brings these curses upon people and what they have to do to walk free of the curses. Now, bless the word as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, last week we were on this rule number 5, which a curse is demonic. And I had gotten down to just almost the end of that. But I want to reiterate just a little bit here what we found over here in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Because King Saul was instructed by the Lord to destroy every Amalekite and all their livestock. Now, he disobeyed God. And for this sin, he received a curse from the Lord. Now, I want you to understand that when you read this book literally, you find out that when you disobey God, you get a curse from the Lord. Now, I'm going to confirm that to you in 1 Samuel chapter 16, starting with verse 14 and 15. Now, it's very clear that God told Saul what to do, and he told him to destroy every one of the Amalekite people and all their livestock. But he plainly, the scripture says, disobeyed, as you'll see here. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, it says, "But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee." Now then, what do you do with that? That absolute verse, as you can see there, a curse of mental illness came upon Saul because of his rebellion or his disobedience, which is the sin of witchcraft. Now, sin is the door through which a curse enters. The power behind a curse is a demon or a demonic spirit. Now, when people will tell you, you as a Christian cannot have a demon, I asked that question for many a year to many a person, and I never found anybody that could give me a good answer. So I went to the Lord, and I asked him. And after a few years, the Lord revealed to me a demon that had been living in my personal body for about 40 years of my life. I didn't know it was a demon. I thought it was just an illness. It would come and go, but mostly it was there. And I'd doctor it and do everything, but I couldn't seem to get rid of it. Well, I had no idea that it was a demon until one night the Lord himself spoke to me in an audible voice that I could hear. And he told me I had this spirit of infirmity. He told me what it was, and he told me I could cast it out in his name. Now, because I had been obedient to him to serve him and to do what he said, then he allowed me to use the name of Jesus to cast that demon out. And I was healed of that infirmity many years ago and never had it come back again. And it never will either, praise God. So remember, a Christian or anyone can have a demon. All sickness and disease comes from the devil. In Acts 10:38, the Word of God says, "Jesus of Nazareth, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil." Now, these people were sick and afflicted, and they were oppressed of the devil. So, sickness and disease comes from the devil. Now, if you're disobedient to God, God will put a curse on you like he did Saul in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And this curse of mental illness came upon Saul because of his disobedience or his rebellion. Now then, always remember that sin is the door through which a curse enters. And Proverbs 26:2 says, "No curse comes upon you undeserved." So when sickness and disease begins to come upon you, you need to start looking around. Did I do something that opened the sin door? Did my wife or my husband do something that would open the sin door to our family? Did one of us get off into the area of unforgiveness? Because if you got into the realm of unforgiveness, either one of you, you have opened the sin door for the curse to come upon you, your spouse, and your children, and all that you own. So you definitely do not want to go there. But yes, to put you at ease, a Christian can have a demon. It's quite easy. I don't think I've ever met a Christian that didn't have one or hadn't had one at one time or another. Since all have sinned, I think most Christians today truly have these demons. But it's really quite easy to get rid of them. All you have to do is make sure you're walking in love, your sins are all confessed. Then rebuke the enemy according to God's word in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. That's Mark 16, 17 and 18. And Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall drive out demons." Then he says in the last part of verse 18, that you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, since I've learned these things and are able to get people to confess their sins, I've had a much, much greater results of getting people miraculously healed. Then there's another rule here. We'll call this basic rule number 6. The law provided no remedy for a curse. There was no grace imparted to those who sinned under the law. The curse came without remedy, the Word of God declares. Now, in Galatians chapter 3, in verse 10, says, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Now, since all have sinned and come short, that was the verse, Galatians 3:10, but now that I'm making this statement, since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and none is righteous, the curse has come upon every one of us in the whole world. Now, David's case was a good example. David broke the commandments, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," and "Thou shalt not kill." Now, David repented with bitter tears. Now, if you don't think he didn't, all you need to do is go back and read Psalms 51. And you'll see what David did. Nathan confronted David. Absolutely, when David went back and repented in Psalms 51, I'm telling you, Nathan confronted David with his sin. But he announced the curse that God had imposed, and it is in the next verse. Now, the prophet told David, a man after God's own heart, what was going to happen because of his sin. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10, "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil," in other words, those are evil spirits, "against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and I will give them unto your neighbors, and your neighbors shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun." In other words, everybody's going to see what's going to happen to David. The same sin that David committed with Bathsheba was going to happen with his other wives. In verse 12, he says, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, he says, "For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." Now see, there is in the New Testament a sin unto death. Over in 1 John 5, he literally talks about a sin unto death. Now, how do we know what the sin unto death is today? Well, I know many different sins it is. And one of those, of course, is lying. because it's a scripture in the Word of God that's like that. There's many, many examples in the Word of God where people sinned and they died. So the thing about it is, don't take a chance. The main thing is, don't sin. Walk holy before the King, and then you won't have to be concerned. Now then in verse 14, he says, "Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die." And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore unto David, and it was very sick. Now I want you to think. All good and perfect gifts comes from the Lord. But in this verse right here, it says, whenever Nathan the prophet told David what was going to happen, and David acknowledged that he has sinned, but the prophet said he has taken away or put away your sin so you shall not die. But he didn't say the curse wouldn't come upon you. He, in fact, said it would. And he says, because of this deed, what deed? The sexual immorality that David had committed. He says, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord. Now, who do you think the enemies of the Lord are? Satan and his host. You can just see those beasts accusing before the throne room of God David for all the things he did. Now then, the Lord says, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Now, if you think a preacher catches it today, whenever, especially a big name preacher, I mean, if just a little preacher goes out and commits adultery and gets caught at it, they'll just spread his name over the newspaper and over the local news. But you let one of these big name brand evangelists, let him sin like that, and I mean, it will be on national television all over the country. The devil wants that to be known. He does not want people to know the evil deeds that he does, but he definitely wants everybody to know when a preacher makes a mistake. So I'm telling you, don't sin. Walk holy before God. If you do not, a curse will come upon you and overtake you. And here where he's talking about the Lord struck the child, that was because, actually that was the devil. The Lord allowed the devil to do it because of the sin. Because the devil is the one to come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And he did that. So, praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We're also on the web at www.tlsm. That stands for TheLivingSaviorMinistries.org. You can get a list of tapes and videos there. Also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Also, we have a healing school there. The second Saturday of every month, we teach you how to walk in divine health. Come and worship and praise the Lord with us. The healing school starts at 1, the second Saturday of each month, and church starts at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord Jesus.